With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news tonight as law enforcement are investigating the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother, sealed off a road near Nancy Guthrie's home in Arizona late last night. More on this developing story from correspondent Ken Lormond.
A parade of sheriffs and FBI vehicles, including forensic vehicles, passed through the roadblock that was set up about 2 miles from the house. The county sheriff's department said the activity was part of the Guthrie case, but it said further information was unavailable since it was a joint investigation with the FBI.
The 84-year-old Guthrie was reported missing February 1st. Authorities have expressed concerns her health. Says she needs daily medication. She is said to have a pacemaker and has dealt with high blood pressure and heart issues, according to the sheriff's dispatcher audio on Broadcastify.com. As the aircraft carrier USS Gerald Ford leaves the Caribbean Sea en route to the Middle East, where tensions with Iran are increasing, President Trump was asked what Iran can do to avoid the U.S. military action.
Give us the deal that they should have given us the first time. They give us the right deal, we won't do that. But, you know, historically they haven't done that. I will say they want to talk, but so far they do a lot of talking and no action.
A key measure of inflation fell to nearly a five-year low last month.
The cost of goods and services didn't rise as fast in January as they did a year ago. Overall inflation dropped to 2.4%, not too far from the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports gas prices fell more than 3% last month, while grocery prices ticked higher.
Correspondent Greg Clugston. A shutdown of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has now gone into effect. That includes the TSA, whose officers are responsible for screening passengers at airports. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a transgender controversy in Washington State.
A member of the girls' wrestling team is suing after claiming to have been sexually assaulted by a boy living as a girl during a match. The 16-year-old girl who attends Rogers High School says she was not made aware before the match that her opponent would be a boy. The local sheriff's office tells the Christian Post it's launched an investigation. Washington is one of several states that allows boys to compete against girls in school sports. Michael Harrington reporting.
The chairman of the Federal Religious Liberty Commission has ousted a member after a hearing that featured tense exchanges on the definition of anti-Semitism. The ousted member, Carrie Baller, had defended prominent commentator Candace Owens, who routinely shares anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. Commission Chairperson Dan Patrick says no member of the commission has the right to hijack a hearing for their own personal and political agenda on any issue, quote unquote. This is SRN News. Wall Street steadied yesterday after its AI-induced sell-off.
Stocks found their footing on Wall Street after an encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 barely budged on Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 48 points. That's about a tenth of a percent. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Several stocks bounced back a day after taking sharp losses over worries that AI-powered competitors could take away business from them. AppLovin clawed back 6.4%. The software company had lost about a fifth of its value a day earlier. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 4.06%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The camera-based security company Ring is ending its planned tie-up with police surveillance company Flock Safety after critics raised fresh worries about neighborhood camera networks in the area. You'll find more details and breaking news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.